Okay, when you borrow something, from when do you become responsible?
Again.
So this, when you borrow something, from when do you become responsible? And if it's an animal, let's say, or you have to feed the animal, you have to take care of the thing. A shayel is a shamer also. So the pashtus is from when you make a kinyan. The Gemara says, Tiklum Shicha B'Shomrin, and the pashtus is you have to make a kinyan. But there are more holds. There are more in Shin. The more holds. The Yesh Omrim, the Lobinan Mashicha, El Miyachin Estalku Habailim. Once the owner says, okay, come pick it up whenever you want, and I'm not watching it anymore. Like it's now, you wanted to borrow it, you're going to take care of it from now, and I assume the fellow has to agree. And so that already he technically becomes Mechuyiv and Onsen from then, even though it's Chiddush, because he didn't make a Maisa Kinyan. But from when, it sounds like from when the owner was Masalik his own Shmira from it, so that's when the Shoel becomes Mechuyiv in Shmira and Mechuyiv in Onsen and Mechuyiv in Mazonos, if that happens to be the situation. If he has to take care of it, he has to take care of the object. A Shoel is also a Shmira, and he has to take care of it. Okay, we're learning Chavis Haldol, it says Machlaikis, and if the Shaila comes up, so you have to have someone paskin. The Ramah says you don't need to make a Maisa Kinyan. Okay, we're learning Chavis Haldol now, and we're in Shara Kniya, we're up to Parakes. And Parakes deals with the issue we're learning about Anova, Kniya, as he calls it, Bittel, Tzakadish Baruch Hu. And the question is that he raises is in Parakes is, what comes first? If you're working on midos, so of course a good Jew works on everything. But what should you put your hadgosha on? Is anova the basis for everything else, for all the midos tovos, as he puts it? Or avolim hakniya samucha lemidos hatovos, meaning if the midos tovos come first, and like the apex is anova, or hamidos hatovos smuchos. Or if Adarab Anova is the basis for everything else, Omar B'Tshuva Zeh. So his answer, and that's what Parakes is. Parakes, it's saying that everything is only meaningful in terms of Avodas Hashem. And basically he goes through the following logical reasoning. He says everything is only meaningful in terms of Avodas Hashem. To be an Eved Hashem, you have to accept Hashem as the Odon, and you are the Eved, which is basically the definition of Kniya. And so therefore Kniya has to come first, because everything will be then viewed as a, again, it's not a question of first, you have to do everything. But to be madgish, what should you work on more? What should you put your hadgasha on? So he says Kniya is really the, and this is really the point of the perek, Kniya is the foundation of everything else, because Kniya establishes your avdus to Hashem. You know, you do etzleinu, he should empty out from himself. There's any galfus, any feeling of self-sufficiency, or kosher kain gaiva, and anything, you have to empty it out. And that has to be assigned to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to feel like an Eved, like a real Eved, you know, like an Eved used to be. Ki ho'avdus va'adnus hein mishar ha'metzaref. It's makbil. You're an Eved, he's an Odon. He's an Odon, you're an Eved. She'teschayev metzias kolecha b'metzias o'acher. You can't have one without the other. So if Hashem is going to be the Odon and you're going to be an Obed Elokim, so it has to follow that you're an Eved. And an Eved is bottle to the Odon. Like you buy something, you want to be called a buyer, hakone. It has to be something that's bought. You can't ain't a kodem as chaver b'shem verich. It's not a question of what comes first. They come together because they are makbil one to another. And working on kaniya is working on your feeling like an Eved Hashem, and everything will flow from that. Again, it's not a question of what comes first and what comes second. You have to work on everything. But the question is, what's the foundation and what's the peiros? He establishes and will continue to establish in this perek that the foundation is the Abdus Hashem, being an Eved, being bottled to Hashem, realizing that everything is from Him, and you know, and you owe Him everything, and therefore you owe Him what He wants you to do. And rather we get schar for it, which we talked about other times, that besides the imperative of the Abdus, you also get schar for it. Okay.